With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says U.S. military action against Iran could last a month or longer.
2 days after authorizing Epic Fury, the president said combat operations against Iran will take some time.
Right from the beginning, we projected 4 to 5 weeks, but we have capability to go far longer than that.
Speaking at a White House Medal of Honor ceremony, he said the U.S. military will do what is necessary to meet the objectives of destroying Iran's missiles and navy and preventing that country from developing nuclear weapons and sponsoring terror. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Saudi Aramco has temporarily shut down its Ras Tanura oil refinery near Dammam. That's after it was targeted by Iranian drones. Saudi state television reported the decision, citing what it described as an official source, adding that there were no casualties from a fire there. Authorities in Austin, Texas, say they're looking at terrorism as a possible motive in an early morning deadly multiple shooting at a bar. His correspondent, Donna Warder.
3 people were killed, including the suspected gunman, and 14 others were wounded when Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says a man opened fire on patrons at a popular bar in the city. She says the man in an SUV drove near Buford's backyard beer garden early Sunday.
At one point, he put his flashers on, rolled down his window, and began using a pistol, shooting out of his car windows, striking patrons of the bar that were on the patio and that were in front of the bar.
Audio courtesy of KVUE. Police say the gunman got out of his car with a rifle and began shooting at people who passed by. Police then confronted the man and shot and killed him. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 61 points, the NASDAQ up by 57. This is SRN News. Texas is suing the provider of an abortion pill.
Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Aid Access of illegally shipping abortifacients into the state in violation of its pro-life laws. In his complaint, Paxton says, quote, Aid Access's illegal acts in Texas are not theoretical. They have already caused the deaths of unborn children across the state. Aid Access is a notorious part of a growing network of out-of-state abortion traffickers that deliberately target Texas residents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Defense Secretary Hegseth says Scouting America will alter several policies to maintain its support from the U.S. military. The changes include a requirement that members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity in describing themselves. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's rebrand in 2024 from the Boy Scouts and other changes that took place in recent years. This is SRN News. India and Canada have agreed to strengthen their economic ties.
The two countries are warming up to each other after 2 years of icy cold relations. Indian Prime Minister Modi says his country and Canada will soon finalize a comprehensive economic partnership expected to increase bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. Canadian Prime Minister Carney says both sides aim to conclude the deal by the end of the year.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason. Economist Steve Moore says the data proves that President Trump's economic policies are bearing fruit.
If you look at median family income, people in the middle, in Trump's first year in office, it was up $2,400 last year. That's after inflation. That's a pretty nice gain. And then you add to that the $1,600 people are saving on their taxes. You're talking about a $3,000 or $4,000 increase in their ability to buy things.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at srnnews.com.